Limud starts tomorrow at 3 o'clock and then has a jam-packed program until Sunday evening. And I wanted to try and squeeze in one more high-profile speaker who will be presenting at Limud, and that is Nimrod Feldman, who is an educator, and he's on the line. Nimrod, if I'm not mistaken, you'll be presenting at Limud a deeply personal and thought-provoking topic which covers the dilemmas faced by young people during times of war. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. I'm not sure I'm a high profile
speaker. You should just say thank you.
Thank you very much.
Are you in South Africa? Have you arrived?
Yeah, I'm in South Africa. My father spoke
yesterday
in your program yesterday.
And is this your first time to South Africa?
No, I've been here as a young child, and all of the family, we've been here 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now I came back.
Now, I know that... Please go ahead.
Yes. No, I will just say that I will lecture for the youngsters, for the youth in Limud, and not in the general program.
And what will you be lecturing about?
Okay, first I will start with apologizing for my English. My father is a radical Zionist, and he never spoke English to us at home since he made Aliyah.
And your father is South African?
My father is South African. So I apologize if I won't have all the words, but I will do my best.
It's okay.
So I'll start with introducing myself. In Israel, I'm part of a educational movement that called the Jor Israel. We are connected to Habonim Jor throughout the world and to youth movement in Israel. And we are a movement that believes that the way to do Zionism today is through education, and we need to build the society in Israel through dialogue and helping the younger generation to build his self-center. And we have all kinds of programs, educational programs throughout Israel. They're trying to make society better.
Programs like what, Nimrod? What kind of programs?
We have schools, we have boarding schools, we work with kindergartens, youth clubs throughout the country, all kinds of programs everywhere.
Do they have a very...
I'm the head...
Okay, continue.
I will tell about myself. I'm the head of a pre-military one-year educational program that bring together youth, youngsters from all of Israel after they finish their 12th grade for 1 year before the army, for them to build their self-identity and to prepare to the army. Also physically, but mostly spiritually, ethically, morally. That's what we do. And I am the head of this program.
Who goes on this program? I mean, does the program decide, or do young people decide they want to be on the program? Or does the army decide?
It's voluntarily. A lot of young people in Israel want to take part in this kind of programs. There are a lot of them in Israel, and I think the main reason for it is that now these days the young adults, they feel the need to know themselves better before they go to the army, and the truth is that the army really supports it, because the Israeli army wants his soldiers to be more mature, more adults, so the army really support it.
And what will you be doing at Young Limud? Will you be sharing some of the programs or running some of the programs that you do as part of their pre-military one-year program?
I will share the dilemmas that young people are facing in Israel before going to the army. I'm in my job for the last 5 years, but in the last 2 years, the dilemmas are different.
What are the dilemmas now? What are the dilemmas in the last few years?
I think that because of the war, we see all kinds of questions that we haven't seen before. First of all, there's a fear of what I'm going to face when I will go in the army and the war. Actually, even the fear of losing my life, that every young person that goes to the army faces this fear, but the last 2 years, it's harder. And a lot of the Israeli society know people that that fell in that was killed in battle, so it's a real hard dilemma. And another thing, because the Israeli society is really divided these days, and the different parts of the society are alienated to each other, we see a lot of dilemmas like, should I go to the war if I don't agree with the government? Or in the war, I guess most of the listeners know, the Israeli society, the Israeli army is in a really high moral standard. And my students, they ask me, if Hamas is so cruel, why should we be better? And it's all kind of questions that are touching the center or the heart of who we are, what kind of persons we want to be, what kind of society we want to be. And I'm trying to give them, yes.
I wanted to ask you, if less people, less youngsters want to go to the army today because of the war, or have the numbers not changed, or do more want to go?
I think that the number haven't changed, even maybe the opposite. In the beginning of the war, I think a lot of people really felt that there's a strong mission to take part of the defending of Israel. I think that because of the fact the war is getting longer and longer, and the society are more and more divided by the question if there's a real cause to the war, it's getting harder. But most young people are still want to go to the army, but they have tough questions.
Nimrod, we need to leave it there, but certainly thoughtful debate, and I think the young people who will be participating at Young Limud this weekend, they will have their own version and their own opinions, and you certainly come with a lot of challenging questions that not only young people, but that all of us can ask ourselves. That's Nimrod Feldman, an educator. He is with Draw Israel, and he'll be speaking at Young Limud this weekend. Thank you, Nimrod.